Coronation Summary. A Buckingham Palace balcony appearance to acknowledge the nation set the seal on an historic day. Charles and Camilla, in lavish robes and wearing their crowns, waved to the crowds who filled the Mall after braving downpours to see a colourful, ceremonial military procession not seen for 70 years. The Prince and Princess of Wales and their children, Prince George, Princess Charlotte and Prince Louis, joined the monarch, as did the pages of honour. The royals watched a flypast from the balcony, which was scaled down to include only helicopters and the Red Arrows, due to the poor weather. The family spent a little under 10 minutes on the balcony before going back inside, but the King and Queen re-emerged moments later to loud cheers. They went back into the palace shortly before 2:40 p.m, with the King lingering for one final wave. The Duke of Sussex and the Duke of York were not part of the balcony appearance, having not taken any formal role at the coronation. Earlier, at a few minutes past midday, Charles became the 40th reigning sovereign to be crowned at Westminster Abbey, the nation's coronation church since 1066, as Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby placed St Edward's crown on his head. The historic moment was a fulfilment of the King's destiny and followed the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, last September, after a 70-year reign. The coronation was a spiritual and deeply personal event for the King, a committed Anglican Christian, who was anointed, seen kneeling at the Abbey's high altar and receiving homage from his son and heir, the Prince of Wales. William's interaction with his father, where he touched St Edward's crown, then kissed his father on the right cheek, appeared a poignant moment for the King. As William knelt before Charles, who held his son's hand between his palms, the future monarch said, "I, William, Prince of Wales, pledge my loyalty to you and faith and truth I will bear unto you as your liege man of life and limb, so help me God." In the stillness of the Abbey, Mr. Welby held St. Edward's crown high above Charles, and after placing it on his head at 12:02 p.m, said, "God save the King," words loudly repeated by the congregation. A fanfare was played and the Abbey's bells rang for 2 minutes after the crowning, with gun salutes fired from nearby Horse Guards Parade, the Tower of London, and saluting stations across the nation and from warships at sea. The Queen was crowned with Queen Mary's crown, with Camilla having been anointed in public in a break with tradition. Earlier, Charles and Camilla's Diamond Jubilee coach arrived at the Abbey following a procession from Buckingham Palace, in the midst of a sovereign's escort provided by the Household Cavalry's Blues and Royals, and lifeguards with their shining breastplates and plumed helmets, and led by the Household Cavalry Mounted Regiment Band. Charles delivered a King's Prayer, the first time a monarch has spoken words to God aloud during a coronation, and he prayed to be a blessing to people of every faith and conviction. Before the crowning, the Archbishop delivered a sermon to the 2,300 guests, a gathering of world leaders, celebrities, UK politicians, foreign royalty, everyday heroes, and members of the royal family. Speaking to Charles and Camilla, Mr. Welby said, "The weight of the task given you today, Your Majesties, is only bearable by the Spirit of God, who gives us the strength to give our lives to others." The monarch and his wife's entrance through the west door was heralded by a fanfare from 4 state trumpeters of the Household Cavalry, and the Abbey congregation stood as one. A large ceremonial procession was lined up before the King and Queen, with representatives of all elements of the nation's ceremonial and spiritual life. St. Edward's crown was carried by General Sir Gordon Messenger, Lord High Steward of England. Before the King took the oath, making a succession of promises, including to maintain in the UK the Protestant Reformed religion established by law, the Archbishop delivered a preface to Charles' declaration, another first. He told the congregation the Church of England, which is headed by the King, will seek to foster an environment where people of all faiths and beliefs may live freely, echoing the words of the late Queen. And Charles was anointed with holy oil, away from public view, shielded by the anointing screen. The King and Queen left Westminster Abbey in the gold state coach shortly after 1 p.m. for a procession back to Buckingham Palace. Thousands of royal fans had braved the rain to line the procession route through central London.